This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. It's really good to be back with you again this year. Last year, I had a stroke. Left me in kind of bad shape. I had to teach myself how to walk and talk all over again. It was a long, hard fight. My speech is not perfect, but I'm getting there. Now, you and I have been a part of each other's lives for so many New Year's Eves, and I wouldn't have missed this for the world. My thanks to everybody who made it possible for me to be here tonight. It's going to be a great night, full of fun, full of excitement, full of color, and just the happiest time in all of my life. Thank you once again for being with us and me with you.
And now, yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
there's
here's Don and Mike.
That's politically incorrect. God.
Ed, man,
following Dick. Isn't that, ain't that wonderful?
Isn't that something?
Isn't that, how about that?
Well, hi there. Right. Welcome once again to Killer's Row.
That's right.
The greatest lineup assembled.
Murderer's Row. Please get it right. Murderer's Row.
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. The greatest lineup assembled in the history of modern radio.
Here we are.
Here we are, smack dab in the middle of the lineup.
We're up.
What year were the Bears the juggernaut under Ditka?
85.
For the 85 Bears.
85 Bears. Hey, we're not a dynasty yet. This new free FM lineup that we're part of, it's only been on the air for a couple of weeks, so we're not a dynasty yet.
We will be bigger than the Ming dynasty.
Oh,
Emperor Ming!
It's very good dynasty with Peter Rosenberg.
Now, let's start today's show by figuring out where we are as far as who's running the show.
Oh, that's good.
But by that, I mean who's actually running it out of their radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Made a call myself today.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Called the big guy. The big guy in the company.
Wanted to find out a few things.
One of the big guys. One of the big guys.
Right. And a high place source.
Wanted to find out exactly where we are heard and where we are not heard.
Oh, very nice.
Now, we have a total of 22 radio stations.
22.
Now, when I spoke to this guy today, he's a pretty funny guy. For an executive, he's a pretty funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned, I said, you know, gosh, I just need I need the truth from you about where we're heard. Not that it matters a hill of beans, really, but I would just like to know.
Like to know. Yeah, we just want, you know, knowledge is power.
That's right.
Mike would like to know, and everybody would like to know. The guy said, because I said, you know, it seems to me that it was like 5 years ago that we were on like 50 radio stations.
Right.
And he said, yes, 5 years ago you were on 50 radio stations, but do you remember how you used to bitch all the time? Because you would be on a station, and we would be packaged, like with Notre Dame football or something.
Right, rightly so.
We'd be on a station, and like we'd be on for 2 or 3 days, mm-hmm. and then they'd cancel us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd keep it on the affiliate list for like 90 days.
And they wouldn't let us know. We many times would find out from a listener.
Right.
He told me that there were times back when we were saying that we had 60 affiliates that actually back then there were times that we had as few as 19.
Oh, my.
Ouch.
Well, that's not good.
So I have the accurate information for you now. And let me see. The quote from him, stop bitching about the affiliate list.
Mm-hmm.
The show makes plenty of money for Westwood One. That's why they gave us a guaranteed contract. They're not stupid.
All right.
Also, from the big guy, look at the state of the industry, you know, and then this is his quote.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have sex with pumpkins on the air now. that you don't have as many radio stations that are willing to give you the chance to have sex with pumpkins on the air.
That went bye-bye with Janet Jackson.
Sadly, yes.
And then you've
and
got...
I tell you, you know, when we did that show, as soon as that show was done, I really said, I wish we could do that every day.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Ah, the glory hole. And anyway, and then also you've got... So the whole climate of the country has changed, and now you've got these jerkheads like Sean Hannity, who's on 500 radio stations.
Yeah.
And everybody's a political talker. And anyway, what the guy was saying to me is, be happy with the nut that you guys have, mm-hmm. because look at the time slot. That, and I'm happy with both of mine,
both.
Incidentally.
Yeah.
I'm happy with all three of them. I'm blessed in that way.
And I like my one.
That's why you guys compliment each other.
I liked my two until the skating accident.
Oh.
And now I'm just pleased with my one. Well, one and a half, really.
And Mike kept asking for my extra one.
I know. Some friend,
no
you
way.
Were.
You no way.
Yeah, good
no
for
way,
you.
Dude.
Keep that advantage.
No way.
I had to train myself to talk all over again.
And mine's great, because my third one's detachable.
Mm-hmm.
I can take it out and use it like a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
or,
absolutely.
You know, if you pardon the pun.
Bounces higher than a Super Bowl.
Sure to play pool with it.
I like the one time you dropped it off the building and it bounced all the way back up.
Play some jacks with it.
It's wonderful.
Pick up
it's
comics.
Great. It's great. Then you just swallow it, and it goes right back where it should go.
First time you did that, management thought you were nuts.
All right. So the guy from the company,
yes,
says.
Where were we?
We get a little sidetracked when we start talking about the beanbag.
So he gives me the list, and he says, stop your bitching.
Yes.
That, you know, right now in this environment that we're in, that to have 10 stations, they'd be ecstatic with. And I said, sure. Well, that sucks. And he said, well, you know, and then he started to tell me, this is the great thing that they do. And I'm sure that they do this in other jobs as well, in other professions as well. He mentioned other DJs who work for this company, Infinity Broadcasting. See, the format that we do, this, like, it's comedy, hot sex, sports talk, whatever you want to call it.
I always say heavy phone calls, high sexual content. That's what I say when people ask me what kind of show we do.
Right? I always say lifestyle oriented.
Is that what you really say?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and especially when we're gone for a long time, you know, we both have those conversations with people.
I probably have
more than you do.
I tell people it's a religious show.
So anyway, the point is that in the company, countrywide,
yeah.
There are, I think, there's they got their names. There's the guy in Chicago, Steve Dahl.
Okay.
The guy that that I really liked when I was living in Chicago. There's some guy in Dallas, mm-hmm. and there's some guy in Los Angeles, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy in Dallas doesn't have any stations, and the guy in Chicago doesn't have any stations, and the guys in Detroit, they don't have any stations. So basically what the guy said to me is, you know, if you really think that things are so bad, any of these other guys would switch spots with you.
I don't want to go to Detroit.
Buzz, thank goodness I didn't make that deal.
I'm good.
Is there anybody down in South Florida that wants to switch locations with us?
No, Mike, none there. But anyway, pep talk over from the big guy who says, stop bitching about it. And here we go now.
Mm-hmm.
We can now tell you, with certainty, where we can and cannot be heard. We can be heard live every day in the following 15 cities.
All right.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Sacramento, Rochester, Wichita, Pittsburgh, Reno, Spokane, Washington, Lafayette, Louisiana, Colorado Springs, Colorado, San Luis Obispo, California, Portland, Maine, Las Vegas, Burlington, Iowa, and Iowa City, Iowa.
That's live every day.
That's our empire.
That's not bad.
That's our empire.
There's some good towns there.
That's right.
Nice places.
Tape Delay, running us in the evening. Cherry Gig.
Mm-hmm.
Bakersfield, California.
Well, why the hell isn't Bakersfield live?
I don't know.
I know he doesn't want us to bitch.
Ocean City, Maryland. Don't know. They run us as a morning show. Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Burlington, Vermont. And Palm Springs, California.
So Burlington, Vermont is running us tape delayed?
6 to 10 p.m.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
You know, send your cards and letters to that station.
That's right.
I was told today by Mr. CBS, stop your bitching. You want to know how many stations you're on? Those are your stations.
Mm-hmm.
That helps.
They're good stations. Be happy with those stations. There are other people who would like to have those stations.
You know, the funniest thing is that on that list of live clears that you mentioned, some of the stations that have been with us the longest are still with us.
Yeah, they are. That's impressive.
You know, I mean, that makes no sense at all what I just said. But what I'm saying is, like Sacramento, Wichita, Portland, Maine, they've been with us a long, long time.
From the start. Yeah.
And they stuck with the show. And the show has been very successful there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, note to all these other stations that change formats every month. You know, you stick with something that usually pans out for you.
That's right.
Yeah, but listen, I'm pretty much...
You're out, right?
Yeah, I'm resolved to the fact that I'm not going to go up there and tap dance, go up to New York, you know, and get on the train.
I, yi, yi.
You know, I'm very happy where we are. That's it. Not bitching, not complaining. Got 22 stations. Hell, some guy's got 500. Good for him. Good for him. You want to get on the air and put your nose up Bush's Duke all day? Knock yourself out, get 500 stations. You know, it seems to me if you want to come on the air and you want to talk about your simple hatred of people and the way that they piss you off every day, and mm-hmm. how people just won't listen, how it is that we are always right and people are always wrong. It seems to me that the market for that is only 22 stations nationwide.
But it's 22 stations that are enjoying this show.
But if you want to, you know, if you want to fillet the president, you can get on 500 stations.
Yep, that's how it works. It
doesn't make sense.
And it's worked that way for a long time.
Yeah, but now more so than ever, though.
And it's either do what you mentioned or attack him, you know, depending on who's in office.
Right.
You see, because they go the other way if there's somebody that they don't agree with.
Hold on, Mike. We may have a breaking news bulletin.
Greetings.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, you're live in York, PA every day.
All right. Well, no, that's one the big guy didn't give me.
Maybe he doesn't know.
We're live in New York. I would assume then we should say if you're listening to us right now live and we didn't mention your city, call us.
No.
The more things change,
anybody out there listening,
the more they stay the same.
We can't do that. This is reminding me of when we
would that be 23?
Yes, Mike. 23.
The Don and Mike show, growing by the minute.
Oh, and if you were counting at home, some of those stations are AM and FM, and they do count separately. Uh-huh. Like in Wichita, there's an AM and an FM.
That's
also
true.
In Vermont, there's an AM and FM. That counts, too.
Mm-hmm. So the AM and FM in Vermont is running as tape delayed, though.
Yeah, I don't know why that's pissing you off.
It's because it's New England. I'm a New Englander. I like New England. I'm very proud of our affiliate in Portland, Maine.
Why are you proud of them? What have they done for us?
Just got my family up there. You know, I got family up there. I got a lot of people that I'm related to up there. When I did you remember one time we were going to get an affiliate in Hartford, Connecticut? They were talking about it.
Yep.
I think WCCC up in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is really close
very
to Hartford.
Close to Hartford.
I told my mom, and there's like 60 seconds of silence.
Yeah. Well, that's nice, dear. Well, she can hear you on the computer now.
She doesn't have a computer. Oh, she's 85 years old. She hasn't gone down that technology.
Be a good son.
She won't. No, she wouldn't allow it.
It's one
of those few things she won't. I mean, and believe me, we've. You know, I'd love to send her pictures of the kids and stuff like that, but no, she's drawn the line, which she has a right to. When you're over 80, I think you can draw the line.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, you sound like you've been around some older people.
Yeah, I've been fighting the same thing with both sides of my family.
Right, thank you. Goodbye now. Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye. All right, so there you go. That's the state of the show right now. That's where we stand.
Right.
That's our dynasty. There you go.
That's a good one.
That's where we are. See that? Big time.
Resort towns coast to coast.
big time radio.
So we've had less and we've had more.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn.
Right now we're right, we're somewhere in between.
Remember, quality, not quantity.
But Mike, that's selfish to think about that. That's our little empire. What we got to do is think about the team. Mm-hmm. We got to think about the team, the lineup.
No,
the
we
great,
don't.
The great lineup here. At the great lineup of winning shows here on Free FM.
Yeah.
I had a nice conversation before the show today with with Michael Hughes,
the general manager.
We had some warm wine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Out of his thermos? Did he pour you some warm wine out of his thermos?
Yes, actually.
Try this.
What he had was a heated fanny pack.
Oh, really?
And it was almost like something that you would see somebody use to sneak alcohol into a, let's say, to a major college sporting event.
Right.
Where you would put it underneath your clothing, and it's got the little, I'll be honest. It's what he was wearing. It's a body flask. and it has a little
bladder.
It has a bladder, yes, and it ties into himself, and it's got a very tiny straw.
Oh, yeah. It's like a tube, isn't it? A little plastic tube?
Yeah, and every once in a while he would do this. Yeah, that's a good point. Excuse me.
And then the tube is like tied through down through his arm.
And it would be like, it would be...
Pretend to cough in his sleeve, but really...
excuse me. So anyway...
What was the warm wine today? What was the flavor of the day?
Red. That's red, all I know. Red.
So a table wine.
Red.
A delicious table wine. Perhaps a nice Chianti.
I don't think it was anything that fancy.
Oh, really? Okay. More just like a Gallo, like you said yesterday.
Well, I asked him where he got it. He said it's Safeway.
Your body heat keeps
the wine. You can find some good bottles at Safeway, can't you, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure you can.
Because, you see, the general manager here, the truth is that his hands are tied.
Hands are tied, but not so tied that he can't drink warm wine all day. He's high on warm wine all day.
He's the captain of this ship.
That's right.
And, in essence, his hands are tied to the wheel, okay? And the numbskulls in New York, what they're doing is they're grabbing him by his legs, and they're kind of stretching him out, and he can't...
If you wanted to equate it in baseball terms, he's the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And anyway, he's had to start drinking because, frankly, I don't think even as evil and as twisted a soul as resides in the human form of Michael Hughes, I don't think even he can take it in.
How's Lou Piniella doing? Oh, he's not with Tampa anymore.
He's drinking now.
Well, no one blames him, really.
Well, Ralph, he's hoping to win the Golden Corkscrew this year.
The what? Golden Corkscrew Award?
That's how you open wine.
The Warm Wine Award.
So he's upstairs drinking warm wine.
Delicious.
Just counting the hours until the next episode of the Bill O'Reilly Show.
And constantly checking all the computer sites to see if any other great free agents will come available.
Hello there. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you?
Heard not quite nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, wanted to update you. You are heard in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, live every day.
We have 24 affiliates.
That's probably the same station as York, because they're right by each other.
What is that?
Do we know for sure, though?
What is the station you're listening to?
1350 AM. So, yes, York, Harrisburg.
Oh, so see, you've tried, now you've confused.
You're teasing
you
us.
Go. Thank you.
Also heard live in Carlisle and portions of Burford Road.
See, now people start doing that. If that happens, we're doomed.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
No.
Hello.
Guys, I understand you're on, and I'm listening to you in Stockton.
You're on the air there. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, what? Hi, we got to start the show, for goodness sakes.
Hey, I wanted to give you a shout-out. I hear you guys every day in Martell, Iowa.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Duh, thanks.
Take you everywhere I go.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
That's wonderful. Are you any relation to Joe Ardinger?
Negative.
Kind of sound like it.
You take
negative.
You everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go. All right. See you later.
No, see, hey, I'm a farmer, and I listen to you guys all day when I'm working. And
oh, what do you farm?
Oh, corn and beans.
Corn and beans.
Corn, enjoy it a second time.
Oh, fantastic. I saw a recipe in the back of the local, my local town newspaper, spaghetti corn. Oh, man.
Wow.
Really. Spaghetti corn, Rob, you'll love it when you hear this.
What is it?
You make a...
Now, hold on. Why are you making a face at that? Because you put Captain Crunch on fried chicken.
Why does this always come up? It was simply
easy,
a breading.
Easy. Cream corn, regular kernel corn. And a little butter, yes. And you put it in a pan with spaghetti, and you bake it.
Is it Atkins friendly?
What do you care? He's dead.
I know.
He hit his head.
That's right.
All right, see you later.
Thanks.
Right.
Love those calls from Iowa.
And there you go. Oh, and now let's do...
The Don and Mike Show.
Now put us on the clock. Now we're really going.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how about that affiliate list, huh?
You know what? This is crap.
Hello.
Oh, we better do this. Let's open up the door.
Hello.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
God, you're ugly.
Oh. Hold on. Let me just do that one more time.
God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, Super Jew.
I have the power to worship on Saturday. How's your druggist?
How's your cough syrup?
Delicious. Tastes like strawberries and bodily fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Now more than ever, and all the ships at sea, they wish they knew how to quit you. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
Yeah! Thank you, Robbie. We'll start today with ZZ Top. Yeah. You got me under pressure. And this, of course, is the Don and Mike Show. Heard from Iowa to Maryland and some parts of California and nowhere in Florida.
But we're not going to dwell on it.
No. Call us. If you can hear us on the radio, call 877-365-3636. If you're listening on, well, right here, Murderers Row, Free FM in D.C., call 202-432-1067. If you're listening on the Internet... And you can't use an 877, call 800-636-1067. The official website for the show is DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you can get our warm stream. And I want to tell you, today, mm-hmm. It is drinkable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of days, we do the pH test on it,
right.
And it comes up no good. There's some E. coli or something in there.
Now, usually just too much acidity.
But today, I've been told, the stream... You just click on Listen Live.
We've been eating more pineapple.
Totally potable. There you go. And it just got to buffer a little bit. And here we go. So click Listen Live at DonandMikeWebsite.com to get our internet feed. And you can also get us with email during the show. Just write to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Yeah.
There you go.
And it's Tuesday. Oh, Mike, God damn it, I forgot that.
I know you did.
I totally forgot.
Now, don't get flustered.
Tuesday the what?
You had a lot of meetings before the show today.
I'm embarrassed. Boy, I lost my place there. Gee, you're right.
Thought I'd throw it in there.
I'm a stickler for doing the same thing at the same time every day. And now the whole...
I debated whether to even say that, but I knew you'd probably appreciate it.
Oh, you should have, because now this is going to be like a bizarro show.
I know. It's going to be backwards.
This is going to be...
Opposites are going to happen.
Me no lie.
Buzz is going to do all the talking.
Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just let the record roll just so I can feel comfortable. Yes, Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. 011006.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he ain't retarded. And I already did all the phone number stuff. And you're on the air, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, fellas. I just wanted to remind you, you're on one more fine affiliate.
Which one?
That's WDORM from the basement of the Science Building.
WDOR, Dorm Radio.
All right, get out of here. Please get out of here.
Stop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
How are they?
Hi there.
How are ye?
Fine. How are ye?
I'm doing beautiful. I'm out here in Buxton, Maine, listening to you on 970 out of Portland, 970 AM.
Buxton, okay, here's a trivia question. Who knows the significance? Major movie trivia of Buxton. Now, don't answer, sir, because I want to see if anybody knows this. Buxton, Maine.
No.
Shawshank Redemption, you all like that movie?
NFI.
Shawshank Redemption, Buxton, Maine, is where Tim Robbins puts the money for Morgan Freeman when he gets out of jail to send him down to Mexico. I think it's a field in Buxton, Maine. I'm almost certain that's where it is.
No effing idea. NFI. Well, you're the winner. Hey, you know, speaking of Tim Robbins, can I just say that Susan Sarandon, even though she's got to be, what is she now, 55, 60?
I think she's in her 60s.
78.
Those jugs are still so incredibly major league. I saw her doing an interview somewhere where she was like wearing something that was not terribly low cut, but
right.
She had to lean over for a second, and you know, thank God for TiVo, and thank God for the TiVo where you can watch it in the super slow mo.
Are they formally married, or are they like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell?
No, he's got the sweetest deal of all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why buy the cow when you're getting the milk for free? And I'm telling you, boy, milk, lemonade
around the corner, fudge is made.
Susan Sarandon, still maybe the best set.
You wore the gold perfume.
Hey, Don.
The lemons.
59.
59. Yes, sir.
Speaking of free milk, I got a blast from the past for you. Whatever happened to Big Gum Juanita?
Who?
That was his name when he dialed for transvestite.
Who was that?
Big Gum Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Gum Juanita.
Where the hell did you pull that from?
Big Gum Jim is just another one of the thousands of people that's... No, he's not really dead.
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh, he did not. Yeah, just his career did.
No, he's passed away. No,
isn't he doing something of significance?
He's an underwear model.
Ricketts killed him.
Ricketts. He died of Ricketts.
Oh, my.
Knew it would happen.
Get out of here.
We'll miss him.
Who's Big Gum Jim working for now? Isn't he working in TV or something?
No. He's working for a pay service.
Yeah, he's working for Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, he's working for Sirius now?
Yeah, I think so. Right? Isn't that right? Rob, I know what I wanted to ask. I might as well ask you on the air. Did you talk to the guy about my Batman suit?
Yes.
Now, I just want to tell you something.
Does this mean we're having a Halloween party this year?
Oh, we're going to have more than a Halloween. Well, it's going to be much before Halloween.
Oh, really?
Remember the guy that we had on the show a while ago that makes the Batman stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, you were kind of trying to strike a deal with him.
Yeah. What, Robbie?
His name is Clint Young. He was on the last week before vacation.
Right. Anyway, if Frida, God rest her soul, were alive, there is no way that she would allow me to spend the money that I'm spending.
Right. You sent me an email about the price list, and the first sentence was, Frida would hate this.
What are you buying?
I'm buying, now you got to think, 1960s Batman, TV Batman.
Right. That's the Batman cowl with the eyebrows.
That's the one I love.
Yeah, this guy owns the patterns that were used to make Adam West's outfit.
So I'm getting a...
Beckett says what?
What?
I am getting a Batman cowl, a Batman cape, I am getting a utility belt.
Right.
They asked for the size.
What about the unitard?
And I'm getting a batarang.
And I emphasize unitard.
A folding batarang.
I get the retard humor. So watch it. No,
are you going to have the... But will you have the thing that he wears under it?
No.
So you'll just wear it with street clothes?
No, I'll be nude.
You have to have the bodysuit.
One step at a time.
That's right. I would imagine the bodysuit would be cheaper than all the other stuff.
That'll be the... Well, first off, not a chance. I don't care how much weight I lose. Not a chance you're really going to see me, like, in the real Adam West suit. Because the real Adam West looked fat in that thing.
You wore the Star Trek uniforms.
Yeah, Mike, those had a little more give to them. You understand what I'm saying?
I know that the Batman unitard is like sheer material.
Yeah, that's like...
And beautiful.
That's like... Incidentally, did I tell you this?
Are you going to frame them and like put them up on your wall or something?
No, I'm going to wear them.
But how can you wear them if you're not wearing the thing under? What are you going to wear under? Like, don't...
I'll wear a black T-shirt. I'll wear a Batman T-shirt
I
underneath.
Must stop you right there. Yeah. You, of all people, Mr. Authenticity. Mr. Okay. I like my Batman pure.
Maybe I will buy the entire suit. Just understand.
I just think it would be better if you did that.
How long have you known me? 20 years? The jewel of the Batman universe.
This is something you've always wanted.
Yes. It's the actual cape and cowl just like the one that Adam West wore on TV.
Pardon me for
that. And I know I'm a faggot.
Wait.
Go ahead. I'll scream it. I'm a faggot.
Then let me, please allow me to tell you this, that something that you will realize whenever, but you should realize now. You will not be happy with everything you purchase if you don't have the whole thing. You won't. You'll put it on with a black T-shirt, and you'll look at it, and you'll say, this looks ridiculous.
I think you'll be happy, because it's different. It's the cape and the cowl.
You just have to know, Mike. You have to know that it's me, and you have to know that it's what I've always I've always wanted.
Do you
with
me that he'd want the whole
you
thing?
Need the whole thing.
It's not like an Elvis jumpsuit. It works piecemeal. It's the cape and
let
the
me,
cowl.
Listen, let me just start. Understand, I probably could go anywhere and buy some like stretchy Under Armour stuff.
Again.
And fashion like a Batman unitard.
Absolutely.
But the hardest thing to find would be the actual cape and cowl.
Well, I guess my question would be, does he sell the other thing?
I don't think so.
I think he does.
You think so?
I think he does.
Yeah, well, how much could that possibly be?
Well, let's not talk about that because I don't want to talk about how much money I'm wasting.
Don't talk about how much money you waste, but would you at least acknowledge that you'd be curious about how that
whole
thing?
Yes,
but then if you do that, you have to get the gloves and the boots.
Yes. Are you going to run around outside?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You bet I am.
Man, oh, man.
You bet I am. So,
seriously, there is nothing I enjoy more. That Christmas party where I watched you run around that party down on the, and I was on the balcony watching you run.
So I had my man Rob on the phone. I said, listen, this is too much. I won't pay this. I've got to get some kind of a discount. So Rob was doing my bartering for me.
Right.
We played the radio card, and then when that didn't budge, we played the widower card.
At one point, did you say, did you really?
Yeah.
Did you say, who run Bartertown?
I said,
Master Blaster.
I said, a man who has very little joy left in his life.
Right.
This would really help him out.
When is everything coming in?
About 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks?
Oh. Wow.
About 2 weeks.
You wanted the original. I mean, you loved the Batman movies, and you wanted to get all that stuff, but you really have always wanted
show.
The TV show.
Well, yeah. I was 10 years old, and that was my show, dude. That's when I first broke my arm jumping off the roof in my Batman suit.
Make it complete.
So he did bend on the price about 20%.
All you need is a fake shark to grab your leg. Remember that one?
Sure, from the movie. Absolutely.
When he's suspended from the helicopter.
The bat spray.
He had
repellent.
Repellent.
Yeah. Anti-bat shark repellent. So the good news is that in the next couple of weeks, I will be outside like the master faggot that I am, wearing my authentic as you can get, 1960s Batman cape and cowl.
Congratulations in advance.
Will you bat Goosey for us?
Of course I will.
Thank you.
I'll do the whole thing. And you know what? Maybe for Mike, maybe even though it goes against everything, like, you know, I don't like guys that mix their sports teams, stuff like you don't wear a Packers hat with a Cowboy shirt. You just don't do it.
Right.
Maybe for you, Mike, I'll go through and pull out one of my old Michael Keaton Batman, Bat Armor type body suits.
Just put the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. And just be a superhero for a day.
And wear some Aquaman pants.
That is cool.
Frida would kill me.
It's a hefty chunk of change.
She would freaking kill me. But I mean, and now listen, there is absolutely nothing good about Frida not being with us anymore. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say, in this regard, it's kind of liberating that I'm sitting there on the phone and I hear Rob on the other phone, like dickering with the guy about the price.
Right.
And then when Rob comes back and gives me the final price, it's like, I don't have to ask permission.
Right.
I just said, yeah, let's make this happen. Let's make this deal for my official cape and cowl happen.
What do we have to do to make this happen today?
And then now I hear Rob on the other line going, uh-huh. All right, so that's the price. Yeah. Oh, I'll ask him. Hold on just a minute. And Rob goes, Don, would you want a folding batarang?
What is a batarang?
The batarang is a thing that he throws to knock out the bad guys with.
And sorry.
He attaches a rope to it.
You don't need to talk down to me when you're answering that. I didn't know what the batarang
was. He attaches a rope to it and throws it on top of a building and climbs up the building.
I remember that now.
And then crazy celebrities open up the windows.
And you have that big yellow utility belt.
Yep, ordered one.
That's his, like, regular belt, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's what he wears with
his
Levi's.
Real official belt.
Good luck finding belt loops that will accommodate that.
I am really seriously retarded.
The utility belt is yeller with pouches and a brass-looking bat logo.
Is it adjustable?
No, it's fitted.
It's fitted?
Yes.
Okay.
which is why we had
so like you gave him the
hours
specs
of measurements.
And I did like you suggested. I wear a size 36 pants, so I ordered a 38. You said to order bigger.
Yeah,
so
order it like you would order a belt, a regular belt.
I would think. Yeah.
So how about that, everybody? Isn't that big, exciting news?
That's going to be a great show.
That's what I chose to start today's show with. there were a variety of topics. I'm sure that any other DJ would have started with. I wanted to tell you, I'm happy. I bought a real Batman cape and cowl today.
Congratulations. Good, I know it's going to bring you years of happiness. Yep. And there won't be a costume event in your future that you won't have a costume just ready to go, because I know you'll go to that one. That'll be your go-to costume. This really isn't like Star Trek, which I like to think was just kind of a passing fad.
No, can I now, if I'm going to let you know everything.
Yes.
Yes.
After I got off the phone with Rob today and we finalized the deal, I went into the closet and I found my official Star Trek The Next Generation uniform.
Which I would imagine is big for you now.
Yes. Now, when I originally got it, I couldn't fit into it.
Right.
I put it on today, and I want to tell you, like a moron. Well, let me just explain this. I went through a phase. Now, Batman has been a lifelong thing.
Right.
Right, since you were a kid. A
couple of things with me my whole life. You know, the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. Batman. I went through a real Star Trek The Next Generation phase, right, where first Frieda would make me costumes, and then I would buy the fake
costumes.
I really
think it's kind of an understatement to say you went through that phase. We all went through that phase.
All right, I'm sorry that I drug you through that.
The I will always remember the party, the theme party where we all had to wear Star Trek.
Yes, you had to dress up as Star Trek.
That's fascinating. Right. That was a fascinating event. I will never forget that event.
Anyway, we did a contest one time. We were going to go anywhere in the country where we were broadcasting and do the show from somebody's house.
Right.
And as it turns out, the guy that won was in Sacramento, and I remember two of the reasons we went to his house. He had two drum sets, uh-huh, so you and I could play the drums together on the air from his basement.
Wasn't he? And he was related to...
And his mom was the producer of Star Trek The Next Generation.
That's right.
And could get me an authentic, used on the show, a Starfleet uniform that came with a certificate of authenticity.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, they normally only gave them, like, to charities and, like, to Make-A-Wish foundations.
Wasn't that guy related to Dick? Wasn't it Dick Enberg's son?
Yes, and his wife was the producer of Star Trek.
That's right.
They were divorced. So I ended up getting an actual real Star Trek suit.
Wow.
So here's the point of this. I got it and was always too fat to wear it.
Right.
Well, today I got to thinking. I was talking with Rob about the cape and cowl. So I went back to the old costume closet. Mm.
The costume room.
Costume
the costume room.
Now, and again, you know, just let me just say it right now. I'm a faggot. There's no need to call in and call me one. I realize I am one. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have it printed on my forehead backwards, so anybody, if I walk by a mirror, anybody will know that I'm a faggot. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you the costumes. I went through my inventory today. I have homemade from my sweet angel Frieda, 6 different Starfleet uniforms.
Wow.
Then I have...
I'm beginning to realize without Frieda there that your house is slowly but surely going to start to resemble the home of the 40-year-old virgin. Do you remember when they go to his house?
Yeah, well,
remember the first time they go to, he's got all the rap toys?
You don't want to know. Hold on, you don't want to know.
Okay.
You don't, I mean,
the costume room.
I'm serious, you don't want to know. So there are the ones that she made for me.
Right.
Then there are the next step up when we found actual places on the internet that sold the
replicas.
The replicas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then next to that, of course, is the crown jewel, the actual Star Trek one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next to that, you have the Fred Flintstone costume that Frieda made me.
Yeah, way
right
back.
I don't know if you... I don't think you
don't
guys...
you have the makeup that... Who's that fag that we had on the show that...
Odo from Deep Space Nine. I have his rubber face.
Rene Auberjonois.
Now, that is under glass. That is under glass.
Of course.
That has been framed in my home.
I've seen that. And that is a delightful keepsake.
Now, when you get to my... Now, when you get past my Star Trek costumes...
And that face isn't too horrifying to toddlers. An easy explanation. Robert, keep your eyes forward.
You see, it's hard to explain what the guy did. We had the guy from Deep Space Nine on the show, and
Odo,
he wore that plastic mask because he was a shapeshifter.
Right.
Didn't he, like, melt?
Yes.
Because, yeah. Yes.
And what he did was he actually took one of the masks that he would wear on his face. He took it off at work one day, put it on one of those plastic mannequin heads, and actually sent it to me and autographed a bunch of stuff. And Frida had it framed and matted for me.
Very
and it's
because nice.
I'm, again, Captain Faggot. I've got to have it hanging in my house.
Yeah, but it's good pop culture. It really is. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going through the costumes today. And I noticed that I've got, like, the five or six that she made me. Then I've got the five or six that Star Trek suits that we bought. And then there's the real Megilla.
Right.
Now, next to that, I've got four different Batman uniforms. I've got the original plastic rubber from the first Batman with Michael Keaton.
When you went Bat S over Batman.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that is all you talked about was Batman. You went nuts when they came out with those movies.
Then I've got my other Batman, the silver Batman uniform that Clooney wore in the awful Batman and Robin movie. Mm-hmm. I only got that one just because I wanted to have a second Batman suit.
Right.
And then we come to the surprise that no one has ever known.
Whoa.
But you now will know.
Oh. Not even me?
You've never known this.
What?
You've never known this. And I am now thin enough to wear it. Someday I will wear it into work. 2 years ago, Frida bought me a Spider-Man suit.
Hey.
That's really pleased.
That's great. You want to talk about form-fitting.
Now, it's the real
one, like the kind that I saw down with my kids just recently at Universal Studios?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pretty close.
Man, you can tell what religion you are with those suits.
pretty close. Now, not only do I have, so I've got, and there was.
Can you talk and breathe through it?
Yeah, it's got the slits where you can see out, but you can't really see in, and it's got like the nose thing, and you kind of it's like a. How you doing? I'm Spider.
Right.
I'm Spider-Man. God, my breath stinks in here.
So you kept that a secret,
Spider-Man. Yeah.
That's your secret costume.
Yeah, well, that's not my super secret costume.
When are you going to wear it in?
There's a more secret costume.
Are we going to have? Soon. You could have a costume week. You could, I mean, we'd be like Regis and Kelly Leeby, where we'd have theme week,
where
you could have like it would be Don's costume week. Where you one day you would wear the Star Trek costume, then you'd wear Batman from the movie, then you wear Spider-Man, then we only need one more day.
Well, I've got the one more, but you'll never guess who it is.
Hmm.
You have another costume?
I have another costume.
Give me a hint.
It's from when Bart was a kid.
Hmm. Where you went out trick-or-treating with him?
Yep.
Well, I should know this.
Dick Tracy?
Elvis?
No.
The Hulk?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, I've got Elvis suits. Those don't count. Those aren't in my costume room.
Oh, okay. Those have a separate room.
Not Alf, no. I got an Alf head.
Yeah, you wore an Alf head 1 year.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle suit.
Ah. But that was for
That's
Bart.
The fifth day. You could do costume week on the Donna Mike show.
I got one.
And does that one fit well, too?
Yeah. Now, here's the best part of this. This is about, and I'm running late today because I've had all these meetings and stuff, but I'm excited about the stupid Batman thing.
Right.
And I go into the costume closet, and I notice I can fit into the Star Trek suit. So it's like, oh, my God, and I'm walking around the house, like, looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm really doing the thing like, yes, Commander Riker, yes, on speed and all that other crap, you know, engage and all that stuff. What I started doing was I went back into the closet, and then I just... dropped that, because that's a jumpsuit, just let that one fall to the floor, got out the Spider-Man suit, put the Spider-Man suit on,
and
walk around the house, see myself in it, go, a little fat, but, you know, not bad if I hold my stomach in, I can pull this off.
Right.
So go, oh, you know what, just for old times, maybe I'll try on that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing.
You still roll into the grocery store like Saturday mornings real early, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you take the Spider-Man suit out for a test drive on a Saturday morning, see what kind of reaction you'd get.
So here's the deal. The last one that I try on is...
They wouldn't call the cops, would they?
I don't know. Why would they?
The last one I try on is a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle suit.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is almost like something... Frida made this from some kind of pattern. It's almost like a suit that a Disney character would wear.
Okay.
The thing is, it's big, and it's the only one I've got.
Does it have the shell?
Yeah, and it's the only one I've got that's got the big head on it.
Right.
It's got the, and it's Leonardo.
You have.
Not Donatello?
No, it's Leonardo.
Okay.
Pretty positive.
Michelangelo.
So, I put that on just for snicks because I'm a widower and I'm walking around my house and I'm, so now I'm looking at myself in the mirror wearing, you know, this thing. And at the same time, I hear downstairs, I hear the dogs going crazy, mm-hmm. indicating that there's some activity.
Someone's about.
I think that it's the UPS guy or whatever. Right. So I don't give it a second thought. About 5 seconds later, the gypsies are there. Uh-huh. The ladies that come to clean the house once a week.
Oh, they're going
to
be scared.
And as they come up, right away, I know, because what they see is a trail of costumes. Now, they've been cleaning the house for about 10 years.
Right.
We lived there about 13 years. They've been cleaning it. They've seen the costume room.
Mm-hmm.
Not room, but the closet. They've never actually seen me wear this stuff.
Right.
Are you now in
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Oh, now, that's the one that I would find most disturbing.
As they are coming up the stairs, I hear the you know, whatever they're saying, you know, the, oh, we're in the house of the fat American pig, and God, I hope the fat American pig left his jewelry out today again, and, you know, gee, do you think he'll have any cash out? Of course, all of this is being like, and then I hear the... Two of them with that, and really it's a tee hee hee because what they're seeing on the floor in a pile is the first uniform,
right?
In the Star Trek suit. What I've done is I unzipped, let it fall to the floor, and walked into the next room to get the costume. So now I hear tee hee. And as they turn the corner, there I am, and I've just got the stupid head on. I've got the big, gigantic Leonardo head on.
And do you have the rest of the costume on?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're not like...
Not just the head.
Not just the head, and nude.
I've got the whole thing on. And
how are you, ladies?
And they come around...
I am Michelangelo. What are you? I'm Leonardo.
They come around the corner, and she's got my... She's got on her arm, like a maitre d' in a restaurant would have. She's got my Star Trek uniform.
Oh, no.
My Spider-Man suit,
right.
One of the fake Star Trek uniforms that Frida had made me, part of the rubber Batman suit,
mm-hmm.
and I've just kind of left them on the ground out there. And as she walks in, I'm wearing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle suit. And this is what she says to me, out of the blue.
Yes.
So she walks, I go, oh, hey, Alicia, hi. But it's more like, this is like,
oh, Alicia, hi. It's me.
Like she's not gonna know it's me. I take off the head, right, and I'm sweating under this thing, and I go, "Whew! I bet you're wondering. I was just." She said, "You get paper towels," and I said,
"She's unfazed."
Unfazed.
I said, "What?"
She's unflappable.
She said, "Do you buy paper towels?" I said, "Yeah, down in the pantry." Okay. And then the two of them just
that's you. Well, they probably have seen the uniforms and they think, well, of course they're yours.
Not a mention.
Well, I want to see them.
Good for them.
I especially want. Yeah, really, really want to see you wear the Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me make you this.
Would you be up for a theme week?
Yes.
Or would you want to get it all done in one day?
No, I. You know what you're doing right now?
What am I doing?
You're doing to me what I do to you. And I'm not going to allow myself
I'm
to get caught
up. I'm not manipulating you in any way, shape, or form.
Yes,
I enjoy this.
You're puppeteering me right now.
I am
now.
Not. I'm sure. You feel great joy when you wear these uniforms.
I know that I do, but you feel greater joy because I know what an incredible retard I look like, and I know how I act when I put on the suits.
That's my favorite part. It's not that you look like a tard. It's the way you act.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me laugh more than anything because you get this look on your face.
I know
it's this semi-serious look that it is the only time you get that look on your face, which is this look of here I am, and it's so strange, but it's wonderful.
Here's the other thing that I can relate it to. If you've seen Napoleon Dynamite, you know where Uncle Rico's out there, where he's got the football,
right.
And he goes
perfect.
Back,
that's
and he goes
true.
Back, and he poses, and he's taking the videos of himself.
Mm.
This would be me. That's like me and the Spider-Man. So
right.
Today in my house, I swear to God. Like, I'm just walking around going from room to room trying to find the biggest full-length mirror going, yeah, yeah. And I'm actually doing the thing like I'm putting my fingers into my palms,
right.
As if I'm going to shoot the web.
Oh, well, that's the pose.
Right.
That's the Spider-Man pose.
Oh, and also this bulletin.
Yeah.
I really need to get laid.
Well, after that,
I mean,
I'm sure there are uniform, you know, fetishists out there that are like that.
No. I don't want. I mean, I'm back.
I'm with you.
Back to talk. I'm just mentioning that. I don't think that I'd be quite so pathetic. I don't think that I would have had a morning of dress-up.
Yeah, this is maybe a symptom.
I don't think I would have been quite as excited about the Batman cape and cowl if I ever thought I was going to get laid again.
Well, you're going to get again. You know, you're going to get phone calls now. You're going to get those phone calls from
people.
No,
I'm kind of just throwing it out there into the universe.
Right.
That, you know, if God's out there listening, you know, I really need to get the noodle wet because
I'll bring in a pumpkin tomorrow.
Because because the more that I talk about the costumes, the more ridiculous I feel. And this was all brought on by the fact that I'm finally buying the Batman cape and cowl. Please forgive me, Frida. Mm-hmm. Please forgive me. I mean, it's not.
I think she will forgive you.
It's not an astronomical amount of money, but it's more than $1,000.
Right.
And I know that she would just say to me, no effing way.
But it's totally frivolous.
There would be no discussion.
Right.
I would not be allowed to buy that.
Well, let me look. Yeah, I am not.
Not only did I buy it, I bought a batarang and I bought a utility belt too.
I'm not puppeteering here. I'm asking. Will you share these costumes with us? And more importantly, will you share these costumes with our listeners on our website?
Mike, I promise you this now.
Mm-hmm.
This will be. I don't want to say the winter, because I don't know how much I want to run around outside of the winter.
Right.
This will be the spring. The spring of... We got to come up with a name. I don't want to say the spring of costuming,
the spring of the superheroes. Spring of heroes. Knowing Don Geronimo's spring of heroes.
What boy?
The Masquerade Equinox.
God, shut up.
Yeah. Theater Arts just came over with his suggestion there.
Only letters.
How about the Parade of Heroes?
The Parade of Heroes?
Don Geronimo's Parade of Heroes.
Springtime Parade of Heroes.
There you go.
My Springtime Parade of Heroes.
Parade of Heroes.
Springtime for Heroes.
Where I promise at various times.
You could make it the spring, then. You might want to do it weekly.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you don't shoot it all at one time. You know, like this week on the Don Geronimo's Springtime Parade of Heroes.
Oh, no, see, no, Mike. No, I don't want to do that.
You want a week?
No, what I want to do is spread it out. I mean,
that's what I just said.
Yeah, but not over one consecutive week.
See, this is how you get with superheroes. You didn't hear what I just said. I said that.
But I'm not going to wear.
Like one a week.
One hero a week.
Oh, see, I thought you were saying you want me to wear like a suit every day.
No.
The same suit.
I did originally, but I said if you're going to make it Don Geronimo's Spring Parade of Heroes, you could actually have it once every week during the spring. And like, you know, the first week it's like, this week it's Batman.
Okay. Yes, unless
the answer is yes.
Unless I start to get laid and I come to my senses. But other than that, I don't think there's a chance.
Well, I hate to wish a winter of celibacy on you, but I do.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's going to be changing anytime soon, so I think that's a pretty good safe bet for you. And yes, I'll allow those pictures to go on the internet and
very good.
And I'll run around outside and
good.
And God damn it, I'm excited about that cape and cowl.
Sure. And I suppose here's the thing: you say you want to wait till spring. Once you get that cape and cowl, you're not going to want to wait.
No, well, here's the thing: I will give you a sneak preview as soon as the cape and cowl arrive.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that.
Wise.
Okay. Will you do like part of the show with the cowl on?
I would do the whole show with the cowl on, except for the headphones.
Yeah.
But I guarantee
we'll get the Don Imus headphones.
We'll get no, even those wouldn't work.
Right.
Those
suck,
Mike. You have to remember. See again,
drawn
now,
on ears, right?
Remember, please remember how the cowl is constructed. Mm-hmm. There is no actual. You're right. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm speaking to you like I'm talking about rocket science or something. Like I'm Albert freaking Einstein.
Like you're lecturing me on the ways of the world.
Now, Mike, what you don't understand is that...
I watched Batman. It doesn't have any ears.
That actually it has fake ears. Pointy ears.
20 ears that are on the top of his head.
But there are no actual ear holes such as in a football helmet. Batman could not, for instance, listen to an iPod. He could listen to the iPod, but the little ear nodules would have to go underneath the cowl.
You know, we've had Adam West on the show. We never asked him about that, how he was able to hear the dialogue from the other actors with his ears being covered up. and whatnot.
Hey, shut up.
Where is my bat pod?
So 2 weeks from today, maybe.
Could be.
You yes. tell me, right?
You said 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks.
Oh, that's exciting.
There you go. That's the big news. There you go. That's how I've spent virtually the first 20 minutes of the show today.
Well, then wait for the spring, too, because it'll be the Parade of Heroes. And that's what we're calling it.
Okay, the Parade of Heroes.
Everybody remember that.
You got it. When we come back, I'd love to discuss. I finally TiVo'd Dancing with the Stars. Because I'd never seen the show before. I don't know when this one was on that I just saw, but the biggest tool from ESPN, that guy Kenny Mayne, was the first guy voted off.
Yep, first guy. And will you, at some point on this show or in future shows, will you allow me to vent a little bit about King Kong?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when we come back, I'd love to, because one of the questions that I was going to bring up today was, I'm reading more and more about how the Bad Monkey has only made $200 million.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. In a relatively, I say only $200 million, but it was expected. When it came out, they thought it was going to be bigger than T.I.T. A.N.I.C.
Exactly. You said it wouldn't be.
No, I did. I didn't think it would be. It looked cheap to me. It's the story of a bad monkey. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question that I was going to have for all of you guys was if you saw it and if you liked it or not.
Because I didn't just dislike it. I hated it.
Wow.
I purely hated it.
Oh, good.
I hated it. It's up on my top five hated movies list.
I want to hear that.
Save that for when we come back, because I don't think we talked about movies yesterday that we may have seen on our vacation.
Just the producer.
I saw that.
I've got about 10 reasons why that movie sucks.
King Kong. You know another one I saw that I liked was The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Was that good?
Here's the thing.
That's where he goes to the Special Olympics.
It's almost like listening to the Dick Clark tapes.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's like, it's so... That movie is so funny that you feel awful laughing.
Right.
I mean, you have to watch it in a theater by yourself. If you're in a theater with other people, you're going to feel creepy laughing
right.
at some of the Tom Gavins.
Boo-la-boo-a.
For the movie The Ringer.
Boo-la-boo-a, Knoxville.
But yes, I'd love to talk about the monkey movie.
Oh, yeah, because, man, I wanted to come on the radio as soon as I walked out of the theater. I was that mad. I really wanted to get that off my chest.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
No.
God.
Did you think I was...
Well, you said, here was the quote. I wanted to come on the radio as...
Even though he finally had a transistor radio in my hand or something.
Okay, perv.
No.
I don't know.
I wanted to broadcast my distaste for the film.
You wanted to come on the radio.
For the six-hour King Kong movie. The six-hour and 45-minute King Kong saga.
All right, we'll pick it up there when we come back. And also, what is this? Oh, I know. We got this thing here. You'll want to stay tuned. This thing here.
Very good.
All right.
That's
potential
a good thing.
Comedy.
That's potential. That's PC.
Right.
Potential comedy. And this is GC, guaranteed comedy.
Welcome back to New Year's Rock of the Eve. Now, get ready for a history making event. The first live music performance in Times Square.
You know, I feel like I'm watching The Ringer. Watching The Ringer again.
Not to be confused with DGSPOH. Don Geronimo's Springtime Parade of Heroes.
Mariah Carey fan, this has to be one of the biggest audiences ever assembled, including Woodstock. Ron, the introduction is yours.
Thank you, boss.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, I didn't know that there was Ryan Seacrest on those.
Oh, he kicked it to Ryan.
I knew that Ryan Seacrest was the co-host, but I didn't know that there was going to be like that. Party. Thank you, boss.
He kicked it to him. He'd have the very small little blurb and then kick it out. And I mean blurb.
Yeah.
And he'd kick it out to Ryan Seacrest.
Right, what we didn't do yesterday was get to all the rest of the Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve tapes.
Right.
Also, the Regis tapes. We didn't get to that. So we'll do all of that. We'll talk about the Bad Monkey when we come back. And
hi, Mike.
How are you, Mike? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.